Nuruddin Ali of Cairo and his son Bedreddin Hassan, from the Arabian Nights, translated by John Payne, narrated by B.J. Harrison. There was once in the land of Egypt a just and pious king who loved the poor and companied with the learned. And he had a vizier, a wise and experienced man, well versed in affairs and in the art of government. This vizier, who was a very old man, had two sons, as they were two moons. Never was seen their like for beauty and grace. The elder called Shemseddin Mohammed, and the younger Nuruddin Ali. But the younger excelled his brother in comeliness and fair favor, so that folk heard of him in distant lands, and journeyed to Egypt to get sight of him. After a while the vizier died, to the great grief of the sultan, who sent for his two sons and invested them with robes of honor, saying,
"Let not your hearts be troubled, for you shall stand in your father's stead, and be joint viziers of Egypt."
At this they were glad, and kissed the earth before him, and mourned for their father a whole month, at the end of which time they entered upon the vizierate, and the government passed into their hands, as it had been in those of their father, each ruling for a week at a time. Whenever the sultan went on a journey, they took it in turns to accompany him. And the two brothers lived in one house, and there was perfect accord between them. It chanced one night that the sultan proposed setting out on a journey on the morrow, and the elder, whose turn it was to attend him, was sitting, talking with his brother, and said to him,
"Oh, my brother, it is my wish that we both marry and go into our wives on the same night."
"Oh, my brother," replied Nuruddin, "do as thou wilt. I will conform to thee."
So they agreed upon this, and Shemseddin said,
"If it be the will of God that we both marry on the same night, and our wives be brought to bed on the same day, and thy wife bear a boy, and mine a girl, we will marry the children to one another, for they will be cousins."
"Oh, my brother," asked Nuruddin,
"what dowry wilt thou require of my son for thy daughter?"
Quoth the other,
"I will have of him 3,000 dinars, and 3 gardens, and 3 farms, for it would not be fitting that he bring her a smaller dowry than this."
When Nuruddin heard this, he said,
"What dowry is this thou wilt impose on my son? Knowest thou not that we are brothers, and both by God's grace viziers, and equal in rank? It behooves thee to offer thy daughter to my son without dowry. Or if thou must have a dower, it should be something of nominal value for mere show. For thou knowest the male to be more worthy than the female, and my son is a male, and our memory will be preserved by him, not by thy daughter. But I see thou wouldst do with me according to the saying, 'If thou wouldst drive away a purchaser, ask him a high price,' or as did one, who, being asked by a friend to do him a favor, replied, 'In the name of God, I will comply with thy request, but not till tomorrow.' Whereupon the other answered him with this verse, 'When one of whom a favor's asked postpones it till next day, 'tis to a man who knows the world as if he said him nay.'"
Quoth Shemseddin,
"Verily, thou errest, in that thou wouldst make thy son more worthy than my daughter, and it is plain that thou lackest both judgment and manners. Thou talkest of thy share in the vizierate, when I only admitted thee to share with me in pity for thee, not wishing to mortify thee, and that thou mightest help me. But since thou talkest thus, by Allah,